I've said on other days, and I've just scrapped it because I've been sitting here. I've been sitting here feeling jealous, really. And I just thought I'd explain why, and then I'll sit down. But the first thing I have to do is welcome you on behalf of the Prince. He was here and can't be here now. But he was the person who kind of bullied me, or whatever it was, doing whatever you think I've done. And he's rather an extraordinary boss to have, and I'm very lucky to have him. He said the reason I'm here. But I am feeling jealous. I'll just tell you for why. Two of us, one of whom is well known, and you'll probably go, oof, and one of whom you've never heard of, which is me, which is a relief, used to run a thing, which is still around, but they're not in the room. It doesn't matter at all that they aren't, called the British Youth Council. And this was between the years of 1970, I'm older, I'm 58. So when I was 23, for 5 years, someone called Peter Mandelson and myself ran this thing. Whatever you think about it, he's a very able guy. And the world was different, it was sustainable. I don't think I ever used that word. We all just knew that, you know. Well, it was a much more polarized world, really. Things were pretty simple. The thing we were all concerned was about was a thing called the Cold War and whether we'd survive another decade without blowing ourselves up. And I think when I was roughly your age, I think we were pretty much convinced that there's an odds on chance we wouldn't. It was a flippant comment, but we spent most of the world's resources trying to ensure, absurdly, this wouldn't come about. And we had more and more and more and more and more and more weapons. We've got many now, of course. And we were fighting a Cold War between two ideologies. You know, let's call it roughly, stupid simplification, communism and capitalism. Well, whatever you think about that, one of them's won, and one of them has worked in a very flawed way. And what we're now talking about is how to make that work more successfully, not whether it's one or the other. So we can stop wasting our time with sort of non-issues, sort of how I would put it to you, which are just hugely wasteful of people's energies. And there is, I think we could basically say, and there have been an extremely wide array of people through these rooms in the past 4 days, a consensus about basically what needs to be done. We're not talking about a conflict between two systems which are so fundamentally opposed that we spend our lives doing that. That's the first situation about which I'm rather jealous. So you can stop wasting your youth, as I did, arguing about silly things. The second is, you have a fantastic... Imagine having here, I mean, this would have been my dream, the chief executive of IBM. This mighty outfit in the world employs 407,000 people, talking about the subject which we should all be talking about, essentially in the round, agreeing, and bishops, and trade unionists, and next king, and all captains of industry and everyone, agreeing. It's a very, very useful start that you all agree that there is one fundamental, maybe you don't, but you can discuss it, but there's one fundamental if we've got a crack. Peter and I, the other sort of side issue when we were doing this was youth unemployment. Horrendously, it's as big a problem now as it was then. But the best we could do was we managed to get £100 out of a company now defunct called United Biscuits. It's actually a world-shattering company. You mentioned Apple. I don't think people really heard of the United Biscuits, have they? They made Jaffa cakes. To write a report about youth unemployment. And actually, we did quite well. We got round the cabinet table, and we sat opposite Mr. Callaghan, who you've never heard of, but he was the Prime Minister at the time, and we did our bit. But you're miles ahead of that. I mean, here you are, sorry to tell you, part of the establishment, and people will take notice of you. Now, so, that's why I'm jealous. just a little, actually, you said I mentioned talking about start. Well, the wonderful way things happen in my life. This is a scribbled note from the Prince, I think 4 years ago. I managed to ignore it for two, but then life was getting a little tricky. And it was, do we really have to make this whole business seem just something for experts and all rather grim? Why can't we make it simpler? It, sustainability, a little easier to understand, to be relevant to, you use the phrase, what phrase did you use just now? Ordinary folk or something. Yesterday, the bishop was laying into people who talked about a category of people called consumers, and then introduced the chief executive of B&Q, as I understand it, who was sort of representing, you know, people rather interested in consumers. I didn't think we want to use the word consumers, but everybody. And that, most importantly, this needn't be grim. This is what I've realised. What if the world we're going to move into, and there's no choice about it, the Ellen MacArthur video is brilliant, isn't it? There's no choice about it. It might be a better place than where we are now. There might be alternatives to shopping, which were less damaging and more fun. See the skepticism about that proposition. But I mean, just imagine that there are other more interesting things to do to stimulate our lives and our minds than what we're being fed as consumers. So, what we did, a number of us came up with a sort of a 5-point starter. Actually, it's quite amazing how you can do it. I'm absolutely no genius, I've no acumen really. But we came up with a brand. You can see it's pretty simple stuff, isn't it? Four letters. Five letters. An everyday word. Start. It's meant to suggest, just don't worry about stopping doing things. Just start doing more socially useful, less carbon emitting, probably more entertaining, different things. Just look at it differently. And you're the generation which can. We thought we should do this on the web, so we bought a website which the BBC had invested a fortune and we never used. We decided we should start local, so UK, and the demonstration of this is the unfortunate Prince who's been carting around the country for a week on a train, visiting, talking up lots of the wonderful things which are going on. We thought we would do something for the public, so outside that window there, all the gardens along the Mall here are open for almost 2 weeks, and it's a kind of festival of sustainability, the word I shouldn't use. It's certainly fun. You've probably seen this famous man who plays the saw and the squeaky toys, who's criticised, who's been out there, Mr. Henry Dagg. If you get a chance, you maybe didn't have a chance today, but go and visit it. It is something that's really quite inspiring. Today we've got about 100,000 people outside on the Mall coming to an eco-car rally led by Kevin MacLeod. And it's fun, actually. It's fun. And actually, these new technology, I don't know if you've seen the Tesla and the Lightning and these things, and there's a new one which is out there today, the Ampera, which is the first real production car, which is super green. And they're wonderful. I mean, people say, oh dear, the hazard is they're totally silent. I don't know why. And then, fundamental to this, and this is the consensus, that this will be a partnership with business. NGOs, so the Greenpeace's and the Friends of the Earth and the National Trust and the Red Cross and all the Oxfam, everyone's involved. So is the business community. For God's sake, don't be embarrassed about it. God, when I was your age, that was, business. Yeah. Now there's a consensus about this, which is great. And this is the start of this fantastic event. I must admit, I couldn't believe it. The boss of IBM proposed to hold an event. Well, actually, he wanted to do it 10 days long. And because the Pope's coming in here, you're having to do it for 9 days, a reason to compromise. So thank you all for coming. The Prince, delighted to know that you're all here, does know that you're all here. And my job is to introduce the facilitators for the day.